All right, we've looked at a page like this for correlations and for chi-squares. Here's the important parts to remember. Whether it's correlation or chi-square or ANOVA, research hypotheses are about populations. We don't hypothesize about our samples. We don't hypothesize about the data that we collect. The game we play is representation and inference. What we're hypothesizing is what we learn about the population. And the whole game is, once again, the whole game is the relationship between the variables in the sample strong enough to conclude there's a relationship between the variables in the population. Correlations are about linear relationships. Chi-squares are about patterns of relationship. And ANOVAs are about mean differences. If you hold on to those three things and use those when you talk to yourself and you talk to others, it will help separate the statistical models and make it easier to identify the right model and then describe the results of that model differently. Research hypotheses for ANOVA are about mean differences. If you've got two conditions, there's only three possible mean differences. Either group one does better, group two does better, or they're equal. Remember also, this is one of the places that data analysts separate themselves from statisticians. Statisticians deal in terms of null hypotheses and alternative hypotheses. Nothing wrong with it. But we live in a world that starts with our research hypothesis. What are we expecting? We've read the literature, we've looked at earlier studies of this and related variables, maybe we've even done a little research ourselves in the area. And when we generate a hypothesis, we insist on the possibility of hypothesizing no relationship between the variables. Why do we insist on that? Because a whole story about a dependent variable, and this is how your project is going to get set up a few weeks from now, the whole idea of understanding a dependent variable is to know what variables do and don't relate to it. You don't just want a story of what variables relate to it. Imagine if every variable related to the DV. Think how complicated life would be if everything was related to everything else. Don't want to live in that world. It's bad enough. So we have to be able to hypothesize that one group does better, the other group does the better, or there's no difference between the groups. We need to have research hypotheses that are the null to help sort out the variables that are important to understanding a DV and the variables that aren't. Because this is a statistical expression, not a mathematical expression, the equal sign really just means equal to. Or not interestingly different from. We don't really believe that a whole population and another whole population, if we measured everybody, have exactly the same mean. We don't think that. We just mean they're not far enough apart that it's going to be important. That's a variable that doesn't have to be part of the story of what is related to the criterion variable. The null hypothesis for an ANOVA is also about means, specifically, no mean difference. The null is always no mean difference. For correlation, it's no linear relationship. For chi-square, it's no pattern of relationship. For ANOVA, it's no mean difference. Keep in mind that the null hypothesis is about the population. All hypotheses, research, and null are about population. So what we want you to be able to do is we want you to be able to take a verbal expression of a research hypothesis and draw the boxes. Draw the boxes really is just that. Draw the boxes, label the conditions, and then represent the research hypothesis and the null hypothesis using what we talked about yesterday or the other day, Monday, the technical expression of pointies. Right? Left pointies, right pointies, and equals. Somebody once said, why do we have to draw the boxes? It's like, are you talking down to us? Uh-uh. When people come into my office or my lab and we talk about their research designs, professional researchers, people who review for grants and contracts, we sit around and draw boxes and pointies. Chi-squares, ANOVAs, even sometimes correlations. Being able to turn a verbal expression into boxes and pointies makes everything easier. So psychiatric patients that receive group therapy have lower depression scores than those who receive individual therapy. So I have individual therapy and group therapy, and those are my boxes. My dependent variable is depression scores. The null hypothesis is always the same symbol. What is it? Equals. The research hypothesis might be greater than, less than, or equals. Or in our technical expression, a left pointy, an equal sign, or a right pointy. Some people like to refer to equal signs as non-pointies or pointlesses. Self-actualized. Psychiatric patients that receive group will have lower depression scores. What's my research hypothesis expression? Left pointy equals or right pointy? How are we doing? This is what we mean by draw the boxes. I encourage that you to do it because it keeps things sorted out. Snapping turtles eat more crickets than painted turtles. Null hypothesis is always... And what are we going to have here? A left pointy, a right pointy, or an equals? Right pointy. Remember, the big side of the pointy is the side you expect to have the larger mean. And finally, undergraduate and graduate students will perform the same on the next exam. My conditions are graduate and undergraduate students. The null is always. And this time, the research hypothesis is? How are we doing? Okay? And there's another page of this. When you're doing your green things, I strongly recommend you get a piece of paper, draw the boxes, label things, draw your pointies. Especially when we give you a hypothesis and then also results and ask you whether the hypothesis is supported or not.